sure this is the right house,
Of course I'm sure this is the right house. Do I think it's the right house?
Now, don't get cross. After all, the front door key wouldn't work either. Well, it's not my fault. It's dark and we got lost and there's a thunderstorm. Oh! Are you going to carry me over the threshold?
No, I am not going to carry you over the threshold. I can't get this bloody door open. Even we got lost. I know perfectly well where we are.
Here's another match, dear. Can you see the lock?
Yes, I can see the lock. The key just doesn't fit.
From Vancouver, welcome to the Mystery Theater.
I guess I broke the lock.
Oh, well, it's only the back door lock. No!
Oh, Philip, stop it. Put me down. What an idiot.
Well, I thought you wanted to be carried over the threshold.
Well, not now when I'm all soggy. Oh, I thought you'd never get that door open.
Here we are.
Oh, well, it's good to be inside anyway.
Welcome to your new home.
Thanks loads, but I can't see a thing. Oh, thank you, Mr. Lightning. What a nice kitchen.
Hey, what did you do with those matches?
In my pocket.
Well, we'll get some lights on and maybe I can get a fire going in the fireplace.
Here they are. Where are you? Oh, I'm longing to see everything. Here's the light switch. Nothing. Oh, how disappointing. They surely wouldn't have taken out the light bulb.
Angelica!
Just a minute, darling. What's this door here?
Oh, I don't know.
The handle's sort of stuck here. It won't... What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I mean I don't remember. Here, let me see.
Philip, I'm beginning to think you bought this house without even looking at it.
Well, there are things all over the shop.
And... Tell me honestly, you're not up to anything, are you?
Oh, there, at last. What do you mean, up to anything?
You seem somehow guilty.
Well, now, look here, Angelica. I thought I went over every inch, but I... Well, I guess I must have missed this room. Oh. Can't seem to find the light switch.
Dark. Even when the lightning flashes, the shutters must be drawn.
Here, wait a minute.
Oh, Philip! What a beautiful room.
Yes, but look. They've forgotten to take the furnishings.
I don't believe it.
What do you mean you don't believe it? You can see the furniture, can't you?
Oh, it's simply lovely. Oh, what I mean is people don't move out of a place and leave a room with everything just as it was. Well, like this.
Well, maybe they had professional movers come and pack everything, and like me, they somehow didn't notice this room. Angie, what are you doing?
Nothing. Why, yeah, I just wanted to open the window and let some air in.
No.
But it's so musty.
Don't touch.
Look, darling, we're not children anymore, you know. Let me remind you that we're grown up and married now. And this is our home which we're going to live in, and I'll touch anything I damn well please.
Come on out.
Why?
Because they've left all this stuff in here, that's why.
Well, if that's not my fault.
Angie?
Oh, all right, I'm coming. I think you're a pig.
Look. You see this writing desk?
Isn't it exquisite?
Yes, but you see, with about 3 inches of dust on it.
Philip, it's weird, isn't it? It looks as if nobody's been here for ages.
Well, somebody has been in here, and rather recently, too. Look, there, in the dust of the carpet. You see, where your heels go across to the window.
Uh-huh.
Now, look, going to the bed, you see?
Oh, yes. What large feet you have, Grandfather. Well, anyway, the bed can't be dusty with the curtains drawn.
Yes, you see here, footsteps go back to the door, but they're not nearly so noticeable. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just drawing back the curtains.
Whatever's the matter with you?
Oh, what are you laughing at? You brute. Philip, that wasn't funny. Oh, I shall never speak to you again if you deliberately set up this whole show just to terrify me. You've always had a gritty sense of humor, even as a child. Stop laughing.
Well, I'm not laughing. I'm giggling nervously. There's a vast difference. The fact is, this whole thing's beginning to get on my nerves. You've no idea how funny you looked. One instant, your head's poked in behind the curtain, and the next instant, you're halfway across the room. Now, look here, old girl. You better sit down. Now, you feel faint.
Are you trying to tell me that you didn't plant the mannequin or doll or waxwork in it again?
Well, of course not. Now, look here, Angelica. Just because I once put an extremely small baby octopus in your bed when you were very young, an absolute pest, I might add, there's no reason why you should go... What mannequin?
Look for yourself.
Hmm? Oh, my gosh. Oh,
well, it is a bit of a shocker, isn't it? Let's get out of this stupid room and go and phone the ghouls who used to own this place and tell them to come and get the remains out of here. Oh, we can also offer to sue them. I could have died of shock.
Mains is right. This isn't a mannequin. It's a very nicely prepared for viewing corpse. False eyelashes and all.
You mean it's a body? A person? A dead woman? Oh!
Don't clutch me like that.
What have we done? What have we got to do? Why did we ever buy this place? Why didn't you notice this stupid room?
Obviously, because I wasn't meant to notice it. Oh. Now, pull yourself together. Oh. Where's that phone? Huh? Oh, come on. Oh. We're calling the police and getting to the bottom of this. Now, hurry up.
Very well, but don't push. Oh. Did you have to bang the door? Where are you going? The library's this way. Oh, really, Philip, you don't know.
You told me to check the basement for dampness, the plaster for cracks, and the floor for creaks. Well, you didn't say a word about secret rooms and corpses.
Sorry.
Operator? Yeah, get me the police.
Is that our car in the driveway?
What do you mean? Of course our car's in the driveway.
No, listen. I mean that motor going in the driveway.
Oh, hello, please. Yes, this is Philip Scott of number 12 Reading Place. What? Yes, I know, but I... Yes, we bought number 12 Reading Place. Well, I think they took off rather suddenly for Australia. I bought the place from them, and we want...
Philip, there's a car just driven up to the front. What are we going to do?
Look, officer, I want to report a dead body on the premises and to ask you to please come out here as quickly as you can.
Philip, someone's coming very stealthily up to the front door. I peeked out and saw them.
Well, don't attract attention. We don't want anyone coming in now. Just lie low.
Well,
yes, officer. Well, if you could send someone to investigate it. Yes, it would appear to be foul play. Well, I guess not really, but it's very strange to say the least.
Philip, it is. A locked front door and walked right in.
Yes, officer, we'll be here.
Give me that phone. Officer, this is Mrs. Scott. I wish you would hurry. Two very horrible-looking men have just broken into our house without a by your leave. And, they're coming in here. Oh, please come quickly.
I'd like to know where they got a key that fits. Oh, it certainly didn't.
Now, Philip, stay perfectly still. Maybe they'll just go away.
Not on your life. This is my home, even if I haven't moved in yet. And I don't mean to have someone bust in like
that. Well, I don't like the look of them, Philip. Please.
There's all the more reason why I should ask them to leave. Now, where are they?
I can see a beam of light coming from the kitchen.
Mm. Chief, the master switch is back at the stove.
Oh, is that where the hell it is?
Chief, the back door's ajar.
Well, get it closed, man.
Keep your light down. What's that car doing out there, Beast?
Oh, I didn't notice it, sir. It's pitch black out there.
Beast. In that lightning flash, I made out a 68 cream Lotus Elan, hardtop convertible with disappearing headlights. Left and right fog lamps, red upholstery, breakaway steering, and green and red sports stripes. License number QT77198. White walled tires, and oh yes, there's a slight scratch under the left door handle, Beast.
He spotted our car.
Did you hear what he called him?
I don't give a damn what he called him. A man's home is his castle.
Philip, are you mad? Don't go near.
What the hell do you think you're doing, breaking into my house like this?
Breaking into your house? Is that your car out there?
Yes, it is.
Beast, pull the master switch. But don't turn on any of the lights. I want it dark, 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 Beast. Ah. Somebody's turned on every light in the house. We're lit up like a Christmas tree. Get it off. Get it off. You want to power up everything?
Take it easy, Chief. There, there. Sit down. It's nice and dark now. Or make a thorough check of the place and make sure that doesn't happen again.
But first, Beast, check the room.
Or I'll have to use me lights, sir. Sorry. Oh, madam.
Oh.
The lie of the bones fascinates me. Oh, you have beautiful mandibles.
Yes. How dare you?
Yes, how dare you? Get out of here, both of you. My wife's mandibles are nothing to you.
Purely a professional interest, I assure you,
sir. You must forgive him, madam. Beast is an ex-undertaker. Good bone structure is, you might say, a hobby. Beast, the room.
Yes, Chief.
Oh, how horrible.
May I ask, madam, how long you've been here?
An hour.
5 minutes.
An hour and 5 minutes, I see.
No.
No, no. He means it seems like an hour. We had a bit of difficulty finding the power switch, you know, and, well, you see, we bought the property sight unseen.
Well, not exactly. You didn't see it before today, Angelica, but I certainly did.
My husband inspected the garden, and now, well, if you excuse us, we'll be on our way. Come on, Philip.
Now, see here, Angelica. I'm not leaving here without an explanation. We paid a great deal of money for this house, and I'm not going out of here, leaving perfect strangers rattling around with a key to the front door that works when we were forced to break in the back way. Now, who are you and what are you doing here?
Hold on, hold on. You say you've bought this property. What name?
Scott. My name's Scott. And yours?
And I presume this is Mrs. Scott?
Yes. Now, who the hell are you?
Mr. Scott and madam. You've heard the old saying that the murderer always returns to the scene of the crime?
Oh, dear. Oh, yes, yes. Is that why you two are here?
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Now, the point is, why are you here?
I've already told
you. Be careful, Philip.
You've told me that you're the owner of this property, and that is most unfortunate. Why are you lying to me, I wonder?
Lying? No, look here. Here's the sales agreement.
Sales agreement. Mm.
The deed.
The deed.
And the title.
Mm, the title. Mm. Number 12, Reading Place. I see. Well, Mr. Scott, this property isn't at Reading Place.
What?
Reading Place, Mr. Scott, is the road that runs north of here, on the other side of the ravine. This is Reading River Road, number 11.
Oh, you mean to say that?
I mean, it's a piece of rotten foul luck. How simple and easy. If I dared to believe you, you were as unaware of a certain murder as you make out.
We're innocent bystanders, I assure you.
Innocent of what? Standing by what?
Well, nothing. I mean, we don't know a thing. For sure, that is.
Don't shut up, Philip.
I'm inclined to believe you. Perhaps because I'd dearly love to be rid of you.
Rid of us?
Yes.
Oh.
You complicate the situation. There is too much at stake. You are in our way, madam.
Oh, well, you might as well let us go then, because we don't know a thing. Goodbye. We're sorry to have troubled you. My husband just made a perfectly understandable mistake in... Oh, don't pop in like that.
Forgive me, madam.
Well, Beast.
Somebody's been in the room.
Uh-huh.
The shutters have been disturbed.
The shutters? Damn. We're too late then. The whole setup's been for nothing. Blast.
No, Chief. It was these two who were in there. I'd swear to it.
Just as I suspected. Now, I must ask you to be perfectly frank with me. Beast, get their car under cover. Meanwhile, you two, come along with me. Here are the keys, Beast. You must show me exactly what you were up to in there.
Oh, no.
My keys. How did you get my keys? You've stolen them in cold blood.
Oh. The chief is as slick as they come.
Get on with it, Beast.
No, not my car. Listen, we'll never get away with this. The police will be here at any moment. I warn you, they know about that back room.
What do they know about that back room? I'm afraid I'll have to trouble you to step along the hall and show me.
We felt they should be notified that the former owners had left the belongings behind, that's all.
You don't have to go in there again, Angelica.
After you, madam.
Better do what he says, Philip. I'm sure he's got a gun, and you sent the police to number 12 Reading Place, remember?
Ah, yes. No fear of them bungling round here at a crucial moment. Excellent. Cheer up, madam. Because you've sent the locals to a wrong address, I have every reason to believe we have nothing to fear from you but your presence.
Oh, you're perfectly right. Although it doesn't sound too terribly complimentary somehow.
Go in, please.
The light. It's working now. I'm sorry, reflex action.
Leave it. Your shutters are tightly closed. Now, if you'll show me what you did in there, I'm sure I'll be able to let you go. Ah, scot-free, if you'll pardon the liberty.
I don't see what there's to laugh about.
I made a joke, madam. A pun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I have absolutely no sense of humour. That's Philip's department. Philip, you might have laughed.
Sorry.
What exactly do you want to know?
Where you went and what you did.
It was quite dark, you see, and I walked to the bed and to the shutters and opened them and back to the door and out.
When you were at the bed, you had a lighted match with you, did you not, Mrs. Scott? And you opened the curtains like this and... Oh, my God. Oh, for pity's sake. I don't believe it. What in heaven's name has that idiot done?
You mean you didn't know?
Certainly not. That poor, wretched woman. How utterly horrible. I could cry.
What is it, Chief?
Beast, you are a swine.
Sir?
How could you do that to policewoman Dodds?
Sir?
Paint her up like that. Marcel her hair. You fool. You've destroyed the illusion. Bring her to and get that stuff off her.
Shut up,
Angelica.
I couldn't help it. She's sitting up.
Where am I? Who screamed?
Are you all right, Dodds?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Have you caught the murderer?
Not yet, Dodds. But you were picked because you resembled the dead woman. At least you did. Until...
Believe me, sir, I didn't know that.
This ghoul of a beast practiced his burial arts on you, and you look like a chorus girl. Clean her face.
Yes, Chief.
Oh, first, do let me see.
Here's my pocket mirror.
Oh, Harry, you've made me beautiful.
That'll do, Dodds. Turn towards me so I can cold cream you off.
Nobody'd ever believe she was dead with all that colour on her face. Get every last vestige off.
Yes, sir.
Blithering idiot. Can't you ever forget you were once an undertaker?
It won't take a moment, sir. Just get this eyelash.
Ow!
There we are. And now...
Ow!
Now, sir. How's that? Plain as they come, sir.
Very well. Put her under again, beast.
Oh, must he, sir?
Of course, Dodds. It's all in the line of duty, Dodds. We must act quickly, Dodds. Get on with it, beast.
Gladys, just relax now.
Oh, how do you do it, Harry? I'm putty in your hands.
Fact is, you're easy, Gladys. Now, watch the watch.
Watch the watch.
Watch the watch. Watch the watch.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Scott, off with you as quickly as possible, and not a word of what has transpired here tonight.
But I don't understand.
Oh, come on, Philip.
Just shut this door. It's quite simple. You see, one of the suspects of a murder which took place in this room recently bought this house, and we have every reason to believe that that murderer will be returning in the next few minutes to wander through these empty rooms, reliving the crime. We believe when confronted with that bedroom exactly as it was when last seen, we can expect a confession. Our Beast, got their car keys there?
Yes. Here they are, sir. She's off, sir.
Good.
Oh, not that way, Philip.
Oh, well, after all, I've never been here before, you know.
Just let me make sure that back door's shut properly after you.
Well, then your police officers.
Oh, yes. My card.
Well, good night, Inspector.
Yes, and good luck. Goodbye, Mr. Beast. Oh, I'm sorry I got cross about my mandibles.
Thank you, ma'am. The garage is along there to the right.
You've certainly made a mess of this back door lock.
Well, naturally, none of my husband's keys worked. Philip? Oh, he's already at the car. Thank goodness the rain stopped.
Watch your step, Mrs. Scott. Good night.
Well, thank you for escorting me so ceremoniously to the car.
Hop in and let's go. I want to get you away from here before they start shooting up the place. Besides, we need a stiff drink and a good dinner.
Oh, what an extraordinary experience, Philip. Will you ever forget it? Heavens.
Nonsense. It was a perfectly natural mistake. Could have happened to anyone.
Oh, I suppose. Philip, look out!
What the blithering... What are you doing, muddling out in the middle of the roadway like that? Don't you know you can get killed that way?
Philip, don't be cross. The poor old thing.
Poor old thing, my...
Gave you a bit of a start, I'm afraid. Never mind, young man. You live through it. Hello? Does he belong to you?
In a manner of speaking.
Well, I stopped your car because I'm lost. I'm trying to find number 11 Reading River Road. And the cab took me to another empty house on Reading Place. And there were policemen there. And they asked the cab driver where the body was. And he was so scared he took off. Oh, he was guilty. Guilty, guilty, you can tell that. He should never have done it. But he did. And he left me to my fate at the wrong address. Oh, but the police was very kind. They always are, you know. And they brought me to the right road. And suddenly, the storm passed over. Oh, I was sorry to see him go. But I told them to just let me find the house myself. It's, you know, it's not fair to take up their time when they should be keeping law and order. But it's so dark. And it's so long since I was around here last. Do you know where number 11 is, eh?
Yes, it's right here. But I don't think you should go in there now. You see...
Oh, Philip.
Well... You think she should? I mean, they're expecting her.
Oh, there's no one expecting me, dearie. The house is vacated, except for one room. I call it Bluebeard's room. Ta-ta, my dears. I won't be in the dark once I'm inside. It's just a matter of pulling the switch. Pulling a switch.
I think they'd pull a switch on you, you old witch.
Angelica.
Come on, let's go.
You don't think she killed policewoman Dodds, do you?
What do you think?
Oh, she was such a darling. I think that would be an absolute crime.
An absolute crime? Philip, how funny. Oh, and I got it.
Yes, good.
I think, Philip, I've started to develop a sense of humour.
Yes, that's fine. They hasn't been completely wasted, then.
Oh, Philip, it really has been, you know. But never mind. We'll find the right house tomorrow, I expect. And I'll tell you this. It's the last time I buy a house sight unseen.
From Vancouver, you have been listening
pulling
to...
Pulling the switch. Pulling the switch.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, but first I'll take a peek in the Bluebeard's room. Oh, I'm a suspicious old character. Gladys? Gladys, it's your old mum.
Mrs. Dobbs.
Ah, you didn't expect me, did you? Tut, tut, tut.
Tut, 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 Mrs. Dobbs.
You know very well, Inspector. Our Gladys is on that bed in an hypnotic state and likely to be so all night. Gladys is a girl, sir. Although she's on the force, sir, and although you may fire her, sir, I'll say it, sir. You are a man.
What nonsense.
Don't deny it, sir. At a time like this, Gladys needs a mum.
Mrs. Dobbs, I... Now, that talks to Mrs. Dobbs. And duck under the bed, Mrs. Dobbs, quick.
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, it's dark.
There's someone sneaking through the house, sir.
Uh-huh. Conceal yourself behind the bed curtains, beast.
Right you are, Chief.
Sight Unseen by Dorothy Davies. The part of Philip Scott was played by Peter Haworth. Angelica Scott was played by Judy Armstrong. The Chief by Roy Brinson. The Beast by Douglas Campbell. Policewoman Dodds by Linda Sorensen. And The Little Old Lady by Ray Brown. Mystery Theater was produced this week in the Vancouver studios of the CBC, with sound effects by Lars Eastholm and technical operations by Gene Lovrock. Direction, Don Mowat.